You're listening to an Anna's Books podcast.
Hey guys, it's Aiden of Aiden's Books, and I'm here with Mommy.
Welcome to Parenting and Bonding with Children's Books.
Our episodes are recorded first via video. For the full experience, check out the video interview on my Facebook page, Aiden's Books. Next, you'll hear Mommy doing the interview. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, welcome, everybody, to the Parenting and Bonding with Children's Book podcast, where we believe that books are magic and have the power to transform homes. On this podcast, we talk to the authors behind the magic to find out the true intentions behind the books. We are here tonight with author Sandy Swartz. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. So nice to be here. I'm excited to dive in.
Yeah, nice to have you here. I'm excited because if you guys can't tell from Sandy's background, this episode is going to be kind of all about nature. And if you haven't been outside yet this summer, she's going to get us outside. Right, Sandy?
Exactly.
So excited about it. So I'm going to give you guys a little background on Sandy and then we'll just go from there. So she's the founder and director of the Eco Happiness Project, author of the parenting book, Finding Eco Happiness, Fun Nature Activities to Help Your Kids Feel Happier and Calmer. That's a big thing. Mm-hmm. She's the co-author of the children's book, Sky Search for Eco Happiness. Sandy, do you say eco or echo?
I say eco.
You say eco? Okay. Okay. And she's a journalist specializing in parenting, environmental, and wellness topics. And you are the mom of two school-age children.
Yes. And my son just turned 14. We can't believe it. He can't even believe it. So I have definitely a teenager in the house. And then my daughter just turned 10.
Just turned 10. Okay. And where about are you in the state?
We're in Florida.
You're in Florida. Okay. We're over here in Dallas. The heat, the temperature is probably similar, but the humidity is quite different, right?
Yes. Yeah. So it gets trickier for us to go outside in the summer, unlike a lot of the country where that's when they want to run outside.
Yeah. As soon as I walk outside, I'm just like, gosh, the humidity is just too much in Dallas. I'm originally from the East Coast, from New Jersey. Oh. So I'm still, after 4 years, trying to get used to how humid it is when I step outside.
So I'm a Jersey girl, too. And actually, we go up to New Jersey for the summer to escape the heat. That's my little
part of Jersey. Look, we're getting away every time.
South Jersey, near Philadelphia.
Yeah. I'm from
Delran. Oh my gosh, Cherry Hill. We were neighbors. That's hilarious.
That is awesome. And we both ventured away. So what do you miss the most?
What do I miss the most? Gosh, I don't know. I guess seasons can be, I was never a big winter fan, but I do miss just, instead of here in Florida, you don't even look at the weather because it's the same every day, except now it's just too hot, right?
Got you. Okay. Well, I'll tell you, because they know that next to children's books all day, I can talk about food. And that is probably what I miss the most they say like the water is just not the same. The water is still not the same. So we'll never get the bread like that we get. So sandwiches are different. Pizza's different. It's all different over here.
Although we grew up with Wawa, and now I don't know if Texas, but they're in Florida. So we have Wawa here already.
Don't talk to me about Wawa. I miss it so much. I miss just being able to go to Wawa, get a sub. Did I call it a sub? Get a hoagie.
Yes, it's a hoagie.
It is a hoagie. Cool. Gosh, you can tell I've been here. Okay, it's been 4 minutes now talking about Jersey, but it's still in the heart. Okay, so we ventured off. Sandy, we are here to talk about your book, Sky Search for Eco Happiness. You're the co-author of this book, correct?
Yes. And there's okay. actually a New Jersey connection because so the premise was that I wrote the parenting book mm-hmm. and the whole message is this connection between nature and mental health.
Yeah.
And I just had this idea that a children's book would be so wonderful to go hand in hand with a parenting book
yeah.
because, you know, especially with the mental health crisis and kids struggling. And so it's like a fun way to spark the conversation about emotional, you know, well-being. And so I turned to Julie Neustadter, who grew up in New Jersey as well.
Okay.
And she is a, you know, an educator, a teacher, and she'd worked with a lot of young children doing a lot of social emotional learning. So I kind of went with her with the idea, the vision, you know, what can we pull from my parenting book to bring this to life? And mm-hmm. it actually takes place at the beach because the beach where she grew up and where we go to every summer near Atlantic City, you know, kind of like sparked that idea that we're going to have the main character, you know, she's feeling blue and she's in our house and our mom suggests she go outside and find her friends. And they're all at the beach doing something that helps them feel happier and calmer. So the beach, it's funny though, the illustrator, I think made it more a California style beach because there's some, or Florida because there's some palm trees, not exactly what you find in New Jersey, but
yeah.
the premise was inspired by the Jersey Shore.
I love it. I love that it was inspired by the Jersey Shore, the premise of it. And, you know, it helps it to make it a more everybody kind of pick up the book and feel like, you know, there's a piece of them. There's that Jersey background, but it looks like California. So, you know, it'll please everybody. So tell us more about, if you can, the book and maybe one or two of the things that the children are doing that help them feel calm.
Yes. So. And there's so many more of these activities in the parenting book. So we wanted to just pull out ones that kids can relate to and then maybe that they never thought of. So something as simple as standing by the ocean. So she first finds a friend and the friend she's sitting by the shoreline and she's just sort of grumpy and saying, you know, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Yeah.
And so they end up standing up and putting their toes, you know, dipping in the warm sand and in the water and taking these deep breath, mindful breaths mm-hmm. and following, you know, the ocean waves. And so that's more of that like meditation mindfulness aspect.
Yeah.
Because the parenting book there's an entire chapter on mindfulness, you know, and connecting to nature in a mindful way. And then another part that I think was pretty cool, because I have a whole chapter on volunteering. Mm-hmm. She goes and finds a friend who's doing a beach cleanup. And a lot of people probably don't realize that a beach cleanup could be therapeutic and calming. But yeah. when we, you know, give back, and there's a lot of research supporting, you know, volunteerism, community service, and then add that to being outside at the beach, or, you know, you could be cleaning up a local park if you don't live by the ocean. Mm-hmm. And so it's just another, it's all these fun, enjoyable activities that also help kids feel better.
That's so good. And just when you talk about like a beach cleanup and how we may not realize that it can be a calming thing when we're in our home. I mean, a lot of people clean up their houses when they need like to clear their heads. Mm-hmm. You know, they go to like a deep clean or what we call spring cleaning. And mm-hmm. then you add on that layer of giving back as well. I can definitely see the way you put it, how that can be so therapeutic for our children. I love the mindfulness aspect as well. I think we've been hearing a lot about the importance of mindfulness for kids, mm-hmm. especially after quarantine and everything that, goodness, we're going through in this world right now. You speak quite a bit about the parenting book. So I'm wondering, mm-hmm. do you recommend that parents read them like in unison, like read them together? Or mm-hmm. what are your intentions for that, for those two together?
Yeah. So the parenting book is a toolkit because mm-hmm. it's for anybody who, you know, it there's lots of levels to it.
Yeah.
It can be really just an activity book. So if you don't know how to keep your kids busy this summer, there are so many ideas in there. And the benefit is that, you know, you're getting these science back. I mean, it's all science backed as well. So you can learn about why nature is healing. And then, you know, a chapter like volunteering, or have one on creative arts, have one all about food too. So like gardening and cooking together and volunteering and all that, with food can be helpful. But anyway, so, you know, it can be looked at for that. It's also, you know, if your child is already dealing with stress and anxiety, you know, if they're already in therapy, if they're on medication, this can enhance their, you know, their treatment process because nature is just like a natural healer. Yeah. So there's kind of all levels. It's from, you know, it's from just basic fun, family fun to all the way up to the ecotherapy that I offer. So as far as, you know, the books, I think it's great because the children's book, and I want to show it. I'll show it there.
Wonderful.
It really like starts the conversation, you know, about how a child is feeling and then what they can do about it. So it might be good to read the children's book and then have the parents be prepared, you know, kind of knowing the knowledge in the parenting book to then say, oh, well, which activities in the children's book got you most excited? And then let's go explore more. For example, another one is she finds a friend who's painting a beautiful sunset.
Okay.
And I talk a lot about creative arts, combining creativity with nature. And how that is so beneficial to our mental health as well.
Mm-hmm. That's so important. I know creative arts is a huge thing, especially in my belief in educating my son Aiden's like his education. And I know in some schools they talk about taking creative arts out quite a bit. Mm-hmm. So learning how to incorporate that into our lives with our children at home is such an important thing. So we talked about therapy a bit. We talked about just having the knowledge to go along with the book. I think what I didn't talk about was more so like your background. So tell us more so about like your background, what your experience is.
Sure. So, and how I even got to this point, right?
Yeah, I didn't mention project. That.
Yeah. So my background is that I've been we connected on the fact that we grew up, you know, in New Jersey. So in 10th grade, I joined my high school environmental club called Nature Defense. And I remember, I mean, it was such a pivotal moment. We went and cleaned up, I think it was the Cooper River and in Camden County. And we cleaned it up. I remember like pulling out a boot from the river. I mean, being very just like my eyes were opened to, you know, what was going on with pollution and all that. So I got really into the environment, and we went on in high school. We also taught like the younger kids how to recycle. And I wrote my college essay about that river experience cleanup. Okay. And then I went to college in Washington, D.C., and I was an environmental studies and political science major. And so my career was in the environment. And I ended up more in like the communications realm of the environment and world. So that's where the love for writing kind of started to come. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I built the career on, you know, environmental communications and writing. But at the same time, on the same kind of trajectory, I was struggling with my own personal stress and anxiety issues. And so, and it really hit hard, and you can relate, you know, after you have a kid, after you have a baby, all kinds of things could happen, you know, to your body, to your mind. Yeah. And I really was struggling with postpartum anxiety. And it was just very difficult for me. I don't function well without sleep. So it was making my anxiety worse, having to wake up and do the midnight feedings and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I embarked on a whole journey to like figure out how to feel better and trying to do it more naturally. And that's where I learned about all these positive psychology tools like mindfulness and gratitude practice and, you know, creative arts. And then of course, my love for nature, it all came to a head because, you know, my goals to save the planet kind of merged with my goals to feel better. Mm-hmm. And then I decided that, gee, with everything going on in the world, like the last how many decades, it would be helpful to, you know, to allow other people to understand this. And so I embarked on all that research and pulled it together. So in the end, I'm really I love research and I love writing.
Yeah.
And so I'm, you know, just trying to share this information with others.
It's a nice union. I love that you brought that up. I feel like so many parents are struggling, especially if they've been through homeschooling during quarantine, just anything that can, that comes into our lives as parents. And, you know, anxiety levels definitely are higher, I feel, after you have a child, because not only are you worrying about yourself, but you have this whole human, this whole human that has to, you know, venture through the world. So it can be hard. And I talk to parents all the time about learning, like we're learning with our kids, like when we're reading these books and we're using them as tools in our home, we're learning mindfulness techniques right along with them. And so I think that your book and the techniques that are in them, although it's written for children, is so good right. for the parents as well. And it's such an excellent opportunity to bond with our children as we're learning these different mindfulness techniques and all these different techniques that can help both of us, just our home in general, feel calmer and happier. And I love that you're getting us outside, because I don't think kids play outside as much as they used to. Anymore. I remember that was like the thing after school, you know, throw the, get your homework done, throw your book back down, go outside. On the weekends, you wake up, your mom's cleaning, and you're like, okay, what's my chore? Because I want to go outside, you know?
And there were neighborhood kids to play with.
Yeah. There's like the neighborhood kids are not outside like they used to be anymore. Yeah. And it's even the anxiety levels there. Sending your kid outside is a scary thing now.
Yes, sadly. Yes, there are barriers. Yeah. And, you know, although it's like scary because we perceive it because of the way the news cycle works, but actually when I've read lots of, you know, research that it's actually safer than it used to be, but we, yeah, it's because the media is so, you know, we didn't grow up with like that 24/7, you know, news cycle. And so when you hear, it could be one little, you know, one story, but it's so magnified. And then we don't hear all the positive stories. Like you don't hear how many kids went out to play and they're fine, you know, and they're happy. So it is an interesting time we live in the culture. So, you know, but I really think it's important to build in nature time, like make it a habit. And, you know, it could be something as simple. If you don't have a backyard, obviously there's a lot you can do in your backyard. If you don't have that, how about a balcony? Grow a plant, you know, grow some tomatoes in a pot, go out and do homework, sit outside, you know, get the kids just doing something that's not always in front of the screen.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. That's one of the main reasons why we're here, is to get our kids more away from the screen and more bonding time with them. It's a beautiful thing. So what is your big mission? Like, what are you trying to do in the world or for children, families, whatever?
It's a big ask. Yeah. I would love to save the planet.
Every time you say that, you remind me of Captain Planet, but we won't go there.
So I would love to save the planet and also save, you know, get away from this mental health crisis, right? Like spread happiness. And joy. And so I guess spreading happiness and joy to not only children and adults, but also the planet, right? And my main message, you know, at the end, you know, of the nonfiction book, is that once we recognize, I mean, this is my goal, is once people recognize that nature can be so beneficial to how we feel, how our kids feel, we'll want to protect it. You know, like the next time the city council has a proposal that says they want to pave over the beautiful park, you know, or that grassy area that your kids are playing soccer at or catching a butterfly, you'll maybe say, no, like, don't do it because we know that it's so beneficial. And, you know, it breaks my heart to see how much there's so much building going on and development and we're losing green space. So, yeah, it's a tall order. It's a big ask, but I really do think that, you know, nature is this free medicine. You know, it's right there out the door. So let's take advantage of it and protect it so we can all enjoy it.
It's definitely a big ask, but it's so necessary. It's really necessary. And I'm so happy that you're out here doing the work and sharing the message that you are, because our children's future depends on it, that appreciation for nature and the planet. So I'm going to show you guys Sandy's website. She's at ecohappinessproject.com. And what can we find on your website, Sandy?
Yes, tons of blog posts and other interviews like this. And I also have a few freebies. I have a free quiz that you can take. And like, let's say, you know, for each child, let's say you have three kids and you'll go through determining their interests, like their the best nature habit for them. So you'll fill out 10 questions and you'll get an automatic email with a whole list of nature activity ideas that are catered towards your child and his or her interest. And then I also have a free calendar, like an Eco Happiness Challenge calendar with a whole month's worth of activities that you can try with your family.
Yes, I checked out both and I'm so interested to try them out. I saw the calendar, I saw the quiz, and I also saw that you're a very active blogger. Guys, go to Sandy's website, check out all that she's working on, take the quiz, dive into the calendar. I feel like everything that I've seen her put out is all about activities for our kids, for this mission that she's on for our families. So ecohappinessproject.com. Sandy said that she's most active on Facebook, Get Eco Happiness. So you can find her there. If you're watching this, I know that you love Facebook. So that's where you can find her. Is there anything else on your heart to share about your books or your work, Sandy?
Oh, I do want to let people know that the children's book also has a coloring book. So it's a great activity and it'll be interactive for your child. You know, you can read the story and then they can color as well. So, you know, take them outside, go put down a blanket and have some outdoor, you know, eco happiness time reading the book and coloring it.
Wonderful. I love when a book comes with a coloring book because we have a lot of parents that say they can't keep their kids engaged when it comes time to read that book. And putting them down with a coloring book and some crayons is a great way to keep their hands busy and their ears open to hear that story. So thank you for sharing that, Sandy. Okay, well, time flew by and I'm so happy that we had the chance to speak with you today, Sandy.
Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Everybody have a great day and we'll see you soon. Bye.